Vincent Muscat today admitted involvement in the car bombing which killed the reporter in 2017. A high-profile Maltese businessman, Jorgen Fenech, is also awaiting trial for planning the murder. Daphne Caruana Galizia's family, as well as many others, have long said that her killing was ordered by senior figures in the island's establishment. Emmanuel De Lea is a Maltese journalist and the co-author of a book about the murder. What can he tell us about Vincent Muscat?
He is a long-time career small-time crook. Has been involved in a major bank heist several years ago and seems to be in a position to testify and provide evidence to the police for a string of crimes that have happened over the last 10 years. He's been in jail since December 2017, was arrested along with the other two alleged assassins some 6 weeks after the murder of Daphne Caruana Galizia. On that day, other people were arrested. Three of them were released soon after, but they were rearrested today. And it seems that Vince Muscat will be in a position to testify against them.
So is the feeling among those, like you, have been watching this very closely, that Vincent Muscat might, although you describe him as small fry, might have information which could lead to a greater understanding of the, I mean, this alleged conspiracy around Daphne Caruana Galizia's death?
At least Vincent Muscat will help reach the convictions of others, starting with the fact that there will now be an eyewitness at the scene of the crime. Before this, the evidence against the other assassins and against him was a forensic nature, mostly about the location of the phones and that sort of thing. And now there will be a witness who will be able to point at the other assassins at the scene of the crime. He is also believed to have been present at meetings when the murder was commissioned by the middleman who was also providing state's evidence. Now, that is also important because it might corroborate the evidence provided by the middleman, who is the only real witness against Jorgen Fenech, the person charged with being the mastermind. So this could reinforce the case against Jorgen Fenech.
Right. And just to be clear on Jorgen Fenech, there is a separate case against him that he was the mastermind of this assassination, this very prominent, well-connected businessman. But he, and just to underline, he has denied all the accusations against him.
Except for the witnesses, Melvin Teuma and now Vince Muscat, everyone denies any wrongdoing or any involvement in the murder. Jorgen Fenech denies and has pleaded not guilty. The evidence against them, we're at the stage of the preliminary stage of compiling the evidence. None of them are yet in front of trial jury, and that won't be for some time. But it seems clear now that Vince Muscat will be an important witness in the case against them.
Given how this whole business seemed to embroil much of the establishment in Malta, is there a sense, do you feel, maybe among members of Daphne Caruana Galizia's family, or just more broadly in Malta, that, look, it's an extremely complicated, very murky business. It's going to take time for the authorities to work their way through this. Or is there some impatience about the fact that she was blown up in 2017, it's 2021, and, you know, yes, a middleman has confessed, and now one of the assassins has pleaded guilty, but the case isn't that much further on.
I think, generally speaking, people are frustrated at the rate of the criminal justice system in Malta and the fact that no particular effort has been made to provide just but timely justice in this case. But it is significant that, someone has finally being punished and assumed responsibility for this murder. There is also the possibility, certainly from what we're hearing from sources within the police, that the stories that Vince Muscat can be telling could, even wider than the specific case of Daphne Caruana Galizia, could expose the involvement of people in politics in organized crime.
Emmanuel De Lea speaking to me from Malta.